John chapter 7, verse 38 tells us, if someone believes in Jesus, out of his heart will flow living water. It's Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Call 877-616-2396 to make your pledge of support for AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or pledge online at AFR.net. And thank you for your support of AFR during Share-a-thon.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. The last day. We started Tuesday, went yesterday, and today's the last day of Share-a-thon on American Family Radio, at least for till 6 more months. We'll be back in the fall with another Share-a-thon. But I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Fred Jackson.
Howdy, Tim.
Chris Woodward.
Hello.
And thank you for joining us, everybody, for listening. And we're having a wonderful time here at Share-a-thon. The response by you, our listeners, has been tremendous these last couple of days and closing out day three. And we just so much appreciate everybody who gave either in the mail prior to Share-a-thon or you called in yesterday or today already. And it's just been, again, an overwhelming response. We are closing in on $3 million. We hope to be at $4 million by the time we finish this afternoon at 6 p.m. Central Time, Ed.
Absolutely. And like you said, this is day three. We encourage you folks to give to Share-a-thon and be as generous as you can. The number to call is 877-616-2396. That number again is 877-616-2396, or you can give online at AFR.net.
Trying to help.
Yeah, they're holding the number right in front of me. We have so much stuff in here that I
in our studio. Yeah, we're just like a little pack rat.
Yes.
Nest here.
Well, because we have something, a couple of items in our studio. So let me just explain why those are.
How can people watch if they want to watch 4GQs?
4GQ gentlemen. If you want to see 4GQ gentlemen, buy a magazine. I was going to advise you not to.
Wait a minute. There's five of us in here.
Well, I think we're talking about on the video camera. Okay.
Yeah, I think the GQ is probably false advertising, but
yes,
anyway.
It is.
If people want to watch the Share-a-thon.
If you want to see four average-looking guys on television, on a video stream, doing radio, you can do that. There is a way for you to do that. Technology isn't always a good thing, folks, and technology will allow you to take watches to radio. You can either go to Facebook and search for Today's Issues.
Search there.
That is the name of this program. Uh-huh. Click through, and you can watch the live video stream of this program. Or you can go to our own streaming platform,
which is
streaming.afa.net.
Streaming.afa.net.
And you can, it's very easy to sign up and to watch us do radio. Tim, I'd like to just talk about the Spring Share-a-thon premiums.
That's fine with me.
Because
right
we do have, that's how this conversation kind of got started. Mm-hmm. By the way, folks, before I do that, let me give the number. I'll give the number again.
And we're under a match, is that right?
Yes, absolutely. We are under a $200,000 challenge. Wow. I'm going to let Fred explain that in a second. But here's the number to call, 877-616-2396. Now, for a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive a DVD titled The Battle in Loudoun County. I just love the name of that, Battle. That's what we're doing here. The Battle in Loudoun County, the newest episode in AFA's Impact Series project. Or, if you become a Great Commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will not only receive that DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County, but you will receive an AFR-branded duffel bag.
A duffel bag, which I'm holding up right now.
We've got a couple of those in the studio.
Yeah.
And they're sharp looking, right?
Oh, they are. Absolutely.
Like nice powder blue, kind of sky blue with black, a gray trim, and it is AFR-branded.
You got duffel, we got a bag for you.
We got a bag for it. The number to call is 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396. Fred, what do we mean by a $200,000 challenge?
Well, as an incentive for you to call right now, 877-616-2396.
It ought to be your conscience, but anyway, if you need another incentive, Fred's about to give it to you.
Absolutely. It's a $200,000 match on this here program up until noon Central Time today. So whatever you pledge is going to be matched up to. We reach $200,000. So go for it, folks, right now. Make that call, 877-616-2396. Or as Ed and Tim say, if you don't like to talk to people, you can go to AFR.net, AFR.net. And I just want to note, Ed is so excited today, his cough drops are out of order.
Listen, well,
he is so excited.
I got caught out in the hallway just before coming in here. Somebody had a question about an action alert we had sent out, and so I was kind of give some instructions and got in here with about 30 seconds before we're about to go on the air. I have not had time to arrange my cough drops.
It looks like a tornado hit them.
You know what? I'm just going to wing it. I'm leaving a pile of cough drops. I'm going to see how I do. See if anxiety level.
You know, we all
watching Ed to twitch.
We all have our idiosyncrasies, don't we?
Yes. Yes.
Ed's just not embarrassed to show his to the world.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
My dad called them idiot syncrasies. I think it works either way.
Idiosyncrasies. I like that. All right. So if you want to help us, if you want to double your money up to 200 grand. Right now is the time to do it. Last day, Procrastinators Club of America, convene. Okay, it's time to call in. Don't let this day slip away and you say, you know, tomorrow or Saturday, wow, I wish they would have called in and been a part of the Share-a-thon so that they could factor that in their grand total, the grand total will be this afternoon at 6 o'clock Central Time.
Right.
So here's the phone number to reach us. Again, one more time, I'll give you the phone number to call them and make a gift and double your giving right now at 877-616-2396. Takes a lot of money, folks, to own and operate 181 radio stations. And if you listen to us, you know we're committed, with a capital C, committed to getting the gospel message of Jesus Christ out, solid Bible teaching, and then we have news that covers current events from a biblical worldview perspective. So that's what we're about. And if you share those values, call in and help us out because we need your financial support. 877-616-2396. Christopher.
Yes.
Tell us we cover the news every day.
We do. Yes.
What's leading the news this morning?
Well, one of the things that we're following today is an action alert from American Family Association urging people to support Riley Gaines. That is the biological female swimmer from the University of Kentucky. She's since graduated from the university. But one of the things that she's been doing recently is going around the country and speaking on behalf of females' Title IX rights. There's been a big effort by the left to force males or to make women compete against males in females' athletics, including swimming. And Riley Gaines says this is not fair. We shouldn't have to do that. And unfortunately, Riley Gaines was making a recent appearance at San Francisco State University when a lot of people were very loud and disruptive. Just to kind of give our listeners a taste of what happened here, we've got a little bit of audio of what happened at SFSU when Riley Gaines was on campus. Clip 3. Now, that was one of the cleaner parts of the audio. There were things I couldn't bring onto the show.
Translate that to English.
Trans rights or human rights is what people
were shouting.
Yes.
Let me just set the scene here exactly. Riley Gaines, again, a Olympic swimmer, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And All-American at the University of Kentucky. As you say, her eligibility has expired. Mm-hmm. She's graduated. But remember, she won. She tied in one of her races at the NCAA match. I'm not sure exactly. I guess you would call it a swim meet, not a match. That's tennis. Okay, so this was last year, mm-hmm. and there was a picture taken of her. Well, the guy who tied her was the swimmer that got national attention. What was his name?
His name is Will.
Okay, Will, but he goes by?
Leah.
Leah. So he competed on his college team, but, you know, was an average swimmer, right? But then he decided he wanted to become a woman, and started competing with the girls.
Right.
Well, against girls, this dude was able to win races, okay, where he wasn't otherwise. And so he tied Riley Gaines, the aforementioned young lady, and the NCAA actually gave the trophy to the guy. And since that time, Riley Gaines has been speaking out, as should other, as should everyone, and all women, especially women athletes, just saying this is not fair. Okay, this is not fair competition. And if somebody, and if we don't stop it now, that it will destroy women's sports.
Right.
I think professional, collegiate, and high school, and junior high. It'll destroy sports because what they're pushing for is for males who say they are females to be able to compete against girls. And so that's what this is all about. Riley Gaines is traveling the country. Mm-hmm. She's a brave young lady speaking out because she's being met by these whacked out trans gendered supporters who want to do away with basically fairness in women's sports. And so that's what the – if you want to read about this and see a video of Riley Gaines testifying before Congress, right, about this whole, and she's a very articulate, smart young lady. She also, I think, she has a Bible verse on her page. Somebody told me, I haven't seen it, but so I don't know her faith exactly. But it sounds like she's probably a believer. But even if she isn't, what she's saying is true and right, and the stand she's taken is courageous, and we applaud her for it. You can read all about this and support her. You can support her in different ways. I think she has her own, you know, website. But we sent out an action alert. Ed, that action alert is an email that goes to over about 600,000 people that have signed up to get it. Where if people want to access that?
Yes, if they want to read more about what Chris has been sharing, they can go to AFA.net, and right kind of dead center is our action alert for the day or the week or whatever. You can, and there'll be a little tab that says read more. And you click through on that, and you can find out more, not only about the particular incident we're covering, in this case, the attack on Riley Gaines, but also what we're asking our supporters to do.
Ed, what's the recent obsession, I say, with many in pop culture and the liberal media? I mean, you even have drag queens performing at the Country Music Awards a week ago or so. I saw that.
Yes.
You see
Bud Light putting a well-known transgender influencer, quote unquote, on the cans, and that person was a Dylan Mulvaney, I think, is the name of this individual.
Another male says he's a female.
He's become a spokesperson for Bud Light, which is the trans community. He's definitely not the community that's buying Bud Light. So what's going on here? This is my take on it. All right. There has been for the last 50 or 60 years, really going back further, but in terms of our culture, and especially in the last 20 years, there has been a growing rebellion against God. All right. And that growing rebellion of God against God has shown itself in the sexual revolution primarily, but also in the growing secular movement and the new atheists who are aggressively attacking the Christian faith. But right out of Romans 1, you have people who are refusing to acknowledge God and glorify Him, and they are choosing to reject the order that God has created, and not just in nature, but also for humanity. So when you see the, you know, this music awards or this corporation promoting the transgender movement, folks, I am just telling you, This is the result of the spiritual warfare that is ongoing. These people are in direct rebellion against God, and they are knowingly and willingly promoting a warped sense of reality because they refuse to recognize, in this case, the fact that human beings are male and female. Even Richard Dawkins, a well-known member of the so-called New Atheists that found a lot of public fame after 9/11, even Richard Dawkins said, an atheist, there's male and female. Hmm. Okay, at least he holds to his views about science. All right,
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling. So this is a result of rebellion against God. It is right out of Romans chapter 1. That's why you had the U.S. Supreme Court legalize homosexual marriage, because there is no fear of God, and they are openly defiant against the order, the natural order that he has created.
Mm. You know, another amazing fact about this, when we're talking about Roddy Gaines and the battle that she is fighting, she is not getting support from the feminist groups. You know, the feminist groups that were all out there carrying the banners for women's rights.
Right.
Silence.
Why?
Silence from these feminists. Because they're, this is quite amazing.
They're supposed to be protecting women and young women, right.
Yes.
Especially in athletics, and they're not speaking?
It's not logical that they are quiet. They are so into the left-wing agenda that they are willing to sacrifice the rights of these girls and female sports just to be politically correct. And, of course, our president of the United States, forget about girls. That's basically what he's saying. Forget about girls' sports. I'm all in with the men who just simply declare I'm a woman.
It really is a head-scratcher, though, logically, because you think, wait a minute, these women's groups are supposed to be championing young ladies and women's and protecting their rights. But they've chosen to support a man who calls himself a woman over real women.
Yes.
And you're going, what in the world is that about?
But Romans chapter 1 says, because they have refused to glorify God, they believe lies. And they are made fools. That's what the Apostle Paul says. These people become fools because they will believe a lie, and they're given over to lies, the Bible says, because they have refused to honor God. So, yes, it is illogical, but that's what happens to people who deny the reality of the nature that God has created.
I would like to take a moment to play a little bit of trivia in honor of this being Throwback Thursday on many social media platforms. A lot of people don't like what Riley Gaines is doing by going around and speaking out, you know, speaking her mind, right? What famous person said about 30 years ago, and I quote, "Women must enjoy the rights to participate fully in the social and political lives of their countries if we want freedom and democracy to thrive and endure." What famous person said that about 30 years ago?
I know the answer.
Is it someone like Gloria Steinem? Or
no. It is someone like her, but it's not Gloria Steinem. Hillary Rodham Clinton, September 5th, 1995. The only time I might mention Hillary Clinton during Share-a-thon. But nonetheless, she just said Riley Gaines has the right to do what she's doing 30 years ago.
Well,
and
look,
now people are
people
mad.
These people on the left are the same ones who will make speeches, and I believe our president has done this as well, will make speeches and say it is a godly thing to have an abortion. God's in favor of abortion.
Oh, yeah.
God
Raphael
loves
Warnock
homosexual.
Has said that.
God loves homosexual marriage. Mm-hmm. He made people homosexual.
That's what Biden says?
Well, Biden and Nancy Pelosi and several others have all said, maybe not in speeches,
before they go
the
to
White House.
Before they go to mass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, before this is
Biden
nutty.
Said he evolved on the issue.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a friend of mine who's Catholic, and he says Biden is a fake Catholic. Because of the reasons you just mentioned.
Right.
All right, you're listening to, so we pray for Riley Gaines, the young lady, because she needs our prayers.
Mm-hmm. And this action alert, we're asking people to sign a petition to Riley Gaines and join us in praying for her and encouraging her. This is one gutsy young lady.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, she is, you talk about swimming against the tide. So folks, go to AFA.net. You'll see the action alert, click through where it says read more or sign now, and it'll take you to this page and send her the encouragement that she needs and continue to pray for her.
Was that pun intended, or did you just come up with that?
What did swimming upstream?
No, swimming against the tide.
Swimming against. It was unintended.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
It was
brilliant, though.
Well, since it was unintended
as it were.
Is it brilliant?
Yeah.
I did share the link to the Action Alert on our Facebook section of our comments, so the Facebook army out there that watches us and listens to us, thank you for that. Check that out if you've not already done so.
One other note on that, and then we'll hear from one of our listeners. Nike also featured the same transgendered activist.
Dylan Mulvaney.
Yeah, who you referenced in the Bud Light.
Yes.
Which Budweiser suffering financially, right, at least temporarily, a great deal from the fallout from this. But Nike also chose to use this transgendered person in a sports bra ad.
Right.
And there's a lot of women, people upset and bothered about that as well. Again, this is just pushing nonsense in the faces of America. When you don't even care about profiting from an advertisement, you just want to send a woke social message, that shows you the agenda is more important than even the profitability of said merchandise. And so what I mean by that, you're not selling more sports bras by putting some flat chested man in a sports bra and having prance around.
But what I've been reading about this, and what most people expect, even for Anheuser-Busch, what they suspect is happening is that these corporations are starting to pivot towards the younger generations, which are far more likely to support the trans ideology.
Right.
They are starting to pivot towards that generation to try to capture them long term as customers. The error that they're making is you can pivot towards those younger generations without insulting the other generations who have been faithful customers. It remains to be seen just how much that insulting of these older generations is going to cost them short term. But that's their methodology, and their expectation is that we're going to bring a lot of young people on board the AB brand and the Nike brand, and it'll be worth the temporary setback.
You know what a conservative is? It's a liberal that has two teenage daughters. What I'm saying is one day those younger people are going to have children of their own, and they're not going to want some dude dunking on their daughter.
Right.
Okay.
On the basketball court.
On the basketball court, for example. All right. We're going to hear take a short time out and reset Sheraton when we get back. We hope you'll stay with us. You're listening to Sheraton on American Family Radio. Today's Issues is the name of this program. We'll be here. Dr. Alex McFarland will join us in studio because four voices aren't enough on radio. You need five. You need a starting five, really,
right.
Quite frankly, to use another sports metaphor. We'll be back momentarily. Stay with us.
This is James, calling from San Angelo, Texas, to let you know that each day I look forward to being blessed by AFR, American Family Radio. Pastor Jeff Reeve from his heart ministry is super. He always preaches truth and love. Bert and Alex, well, they amaze me and educate me with their great Bible question and answers on Exploring the Word show. Tony Perkins' show, Washington Watch, shines the light and the truth and the lies of politicians, helps us know how to pray for our country. Abraham Hamilton. On Hamilton Corner, he cracks me up with his humor and his deep understanding of our Christian legal rights. It's crazy. unholy world, woke world that we're living in. AFR, please, please keep up the great work. Keep speaking the truth boldly each day. You're helping us to daily know, to grow, and to go for Jesus Christ.
I started out as a pastor in the late 1980s and was at a little church in South Georgia and just struggling to figure out, you know, how to navigate this thing called ministry. And then all of a sudden, this voice comes on the radio. Of course, I had no idea in those days where Tupelo, Mississippi was at, but Mr. Don Wildman, and he was championing values and causes that was very dear to my heart, especially as a young preacher. It was just, I was like, man, that resonated. And I remember getting so much sermon material from the early days of Don Wildman on the radio. My name is Terry Pierce, and I've had the wonderful privilege of serving on the AFA board since 2007. I'm a pastor at Connect Church here in Tupelo. I see God growing this ministry. I see Him making a difference in our culture, in our local families. And it is, you just walk out of board meetings going, man, these guys are doing it right. They've been doing it right for a long time. You can literally see the hand of God, the people that work here. I'm just telling you, I've just never met the quality level. It's just refreshing. You walk out of here going, man, God's got a kingdom. I want to be a part of this work. And these people live this. I don't know how else to say it, except you just see the hand of God doing that. And that's something I personally invest in. And I would, I'm just telling you, you want to be a part of that eternal reward kingdom.
Prayer and financial support, we thank you. We need both to continue this ministry in Jesus' name. Call 877-616-2396 to make your pledge or pledge online at afr.net. And thank you again for standing with AFR.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. It's 10:32 Central Time. On Thursday morning, we thank you for listening to AFR at Share-a-thon, Day 3. The third day of 3 days of American Family Radio's Spring Share-a-thon. As we mention often, we don't spend a lot of time. 6 days out of the year do we break away from our normal programming to pass the virtual offering plate. And you, our listeners, always respond in a very generous and kind manner. And we're very appreciative of everybody who's already called in and made a pledge, made a gift, made a donation. Are you sending in the mail prior to Share-a-thon? We appreciate all of you, and I know many of you have yet to call, and you're going to. You're going to give us a call and make a pledge sometime. Right now would be a great time, right, wouldn't it, Ed?
Because, absolutely, and I'll give the number for folks who want to call right now.
Yeah,
and maybe you've been putting it off.
Don't we have a $200,000?
We do. We have a $200,000 challenge going on right now until the top of I think maybe till noon. I don't see an hour on here, but
that's like an hour and 27 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at that.
Did that right in your head?
Yeah, I just looked at the clock. Boom, I had it.
And that's what this means, this $200,000 challenge. Whatever your gift is will be doubled. That's right. It will be doubled up until noon Central Time. A donor or several donors, very generously have put kind of in a pot, $200,000, and out of that pot, your gift will be matched. And here's the number to call if you want to give to our spring Share-a-thon.
There's no reason to wait.
No.
Because it's time to double your giving.
Yes. I mean,
it helps us.
Yeah. Absolutely. 877-616-2396 is the number to call. 877-616-2396. You can go online and give safely and securely at afr.net, but the number to call is 877-616-2396. Folks, I do want to let you know that we do have a couple of options for our Spring Share-a-thon Premium. For a one-time gift of $150 or more, you will receive the DVD titled The Battle in Loudoun County, the newest episode in AFA's Impact Series. I've seen this. This is fantastic. And the Impact Series looks at everyday men and women being used by God to fight the good fight of faith. If you become a Great Commission partner.
What is that?
Well, if you give a monthly gift of $30 or more, that's an ongoing basis. Everybody kind of is familiar with that now. Every month it comes out of your checking account or your credit card. But for a monthly gift of $30 or more, you will not only receive the DVD, The Battle in Loudoun County, but you will receive an AFR-branded duffel bag. And as Tim says, if you've got duffel, this bag will carry it.
Mm-hmm.
877-616-2396.
All right. Thank you for listening again to AFR. Tim, Ed, Fred, and Chris. And now Dr. Alex McFarland, our teammate here, has checked into the ball game.
Hello.
Did you go by the scorer's desk and check in?
I did. I checked in. I'm in the bullpen ready to go.
You switched basketball to baseball right there.
Yeah, but baseball that was cool. All the way.
That was cool.
Soon going to be baseball soon.
It sure is. All right. So, Alex, I'm curious. You speak a lot to what age category? 15 to 25?
High school and college and young adults.
Now you got camps coming up this summer, right?
We do. Thank you for asking, Tim. Yeah. God bless you. Yes, we're doing 6 summer camps, and the website for our Biblical Worldview summer camps is equipretreat.org, equipretreat.org, and we still have some spots, but we'll have about 1,200 middle school and high schoolers this summer.
What are they going to be doing?
Well, we're going to do all the fun camp stuff. We're going to do the zip lines and, you know, sing songs around the campfire and go hiking. But myself and some valued colleagues, there's a probably listening right now in Cincinnati, Carl Kirby, and a guy named Juan Valdez, who's just one of the great apologetics youth speakers. We're talking about the gospel. Obviously, the first thing we do with kids, we make sure that they know Jesus, and we talk about what it means to be a Christian. But we talk about America. And I'm just going to, this will summarize it. In our youth camps, I've been doing youth camps 24 summers. We're trying to woke-proof America's kids. That's what we're doing.
That's a worthy goal, too.
And let me tell you, I've been a youth pastor and a youth speaker for a lot of years, but 13 years ago, I met a guy named Jim Stanley. And through Jim Stanley, I met a guy named Tim Wildman. And through Tim Wildman, our ministry to teenagers got propelled into the stratosphere. And that's why, folks, we would ask you to call 877-616-2396 because, yes, there's great programming and there's a news department and there's publishing and there's a films division. But I want to tell you, in the last, it really goes back even before I was at AFA, but I give God the glory. I've been face-to-face in front of over 500,000 teenagers, and I just love it. Because we love to see kids get saved. But we're also trying to teach kids about America and why we should preserve this nation and why we should care about morals and marriage and family and the Constitution. And the thing is, kids are so hungry. I feel so blessed that kids, they respond to our message of the gospel and American constitutional Judeo-Christian freedom like water to thirsty people in the desert.
Where are your camps?
This year we're in Iowa, we're in Indiana, we're in Georgia, we're in North Carolina, we're in Colorado, and one in maybe New Jersey. I got 6 camps. I should know this, but it's
you really should.
Equipretreat.org. You know, I barely know
you where. You're in so many places, it's probably hard to remember where you're going.
Exactly. But I just want to say this. I want to say a big thanks to everybody with Share-a-thon. I just heard like 30 minutes ago, somebody gave a $1,500 gift in honor of myself, to God be the glory. Then somebody gave a $2,000 gift in honor of Bert Harper and me. And I know I speak for Bert and myself. We just give God the glory. But folks, we have seen tens of thousands of people come to Christ. We've seen people come back to Christ. We see young people that are getting a vision to help stand for Jesus Christ in our nation. And I just want to say for all of your prayers and financial support, folks, thank you.
And what's the website for the summer camps for youth?
Equipretreat.org.
Equipretreat.org. One other question. You mentioned zip lines.
Oh yeah.
Do you apologetics while you're going down the zip line?
Well, we tell the kids.
I'm talking about you personally.
Before you do the zip line, you really need to make sure you're a Christian.
Yes.
Good point.
I do all that.
Do you want to pray right now, young man? Because you're about to get on that.
But before I push you off of this ledge.
Right. No, you need to get right with God.
And, hey, you know what? One of the expenses, we have a $2 million liability bond for all the events we do, you know, whether it's a camp or a conference.
In case somebody accidentally gets hurt or something.
And we've never had anything happen like that. But you know what? I'll tell you, last summer we had 650 kids in 4 camps. This year we believe we'll have over 1,000 kids in 6 camps. 25% of the youth will make a salvation decision. And then a lot will make sure they're not sure if they've really been born again or not. But the thing about it, we talk about creation versus evolution. We talk about socialism versus capitalism and our free market economy. We talk about gender. Look, I got to say this. I'll throw it back to you. Last summer we were in Temple, Georgia. We had a couple of hundred youth. A little bitty boy raised his hand. And during the open Q&A, we do a lot of Q&A. And this little boy, he was a middle schooler, he said, does the Bible say anything about transgender? And so we talk about that. And I said, why do you ask that? He said, well, in school, we're beaten over the head with it. That's what he said.
Yeah. Now, folks, middle school.
In middle school, public school kid. This is why we've got to do what we're doing with Biblical Worldview, with the American Family Radio Network. We're on air. And folks, I got to say this. The gospel is free. But it takes resources to deliver that free message. And that's what you're doing, dear friends, when you support. Call this number, 877-616-2396. Please do it. Now, while you're thinking about it, it's on your mind. If you would call with a pledge, your gift in any amount, I promise you, we will do our best. We will work hard. We will proclaim truth. Lives will be changed. That's what your support is doing. If you would call, you can give securely online at AFR.net, and this is for God and country, isn't it, guys?
Amen. Hey, let's hear from one of our listeners, and we'll be back momentarily.
Hi, this is James in Conway, Arkansas. I have relied on AFR for years for news and commentary from a biblical worldview. As a result, I listen to them every day, pray for them each day, and I've been donating at every Share-a-thon for over a decade now, and certainly intend to continue with that. I just appreciate you folks. God bless you. Bye.
Amen. Thank you, brother. From Conway, Arkansas.
And the number to call to give to our Spring Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. Alex, I do have a question, but before I do, in reference to the, you know, the whole zip line and the and the $2 million bond for, I am so glad that you prayed and God led you to drop that bear wrestling session that you had for the kids. That seemed like it was just really testing the Lord.
Yeah, you know the unfortunate events of 2015 have been settled. The families have been, and we're never going to do that again.
No bear wrestling. You know, those grizzly bears, especially in Colorado, they can be a real threat.
Real bear.
Hard to bear.
How'd that turn out? Not too good.
So let me just ask you, because here at AFA, now, clearly, at least three of us are old dudes. Tim is actually younger than me.
I'm 60 now.
I'm closing in on 65. Fred is north of that. But, all right, we do have some younger people. Chris is...
I just look old.
Chris looks old, but we have Brent and Alex. You're probably in the middle somewhere. But
I'm 59.
They're younger than us.
59. But we have a lot of young people here at AFA. I mean, real young, in their 20s and 30s.
Well, we got a 9-year-old back there in the mail room. I don't know if that's a violation of some kind of child labor laws or not, but he's committed.
Yes, for $1 an hour.
He's committed for $1 an hour. We're going to raise him $1 and a quarter starting next year.
Starting But we're raising the minimum wage here at AFA. But we believe in this next generation. We have young people that are in charge of American Family Studios. We have young people all over the place because we understand that they are the future. And I'm always so proud of the young people who work here at American Family Association, American Family Radio, and our different departments because they love Jesus and they love this country. So as you go around the country and speak to young people, we were talking earlier before the break about Riley Gaines, the swimmer, who is taking all kinds of heat to speak to the truth of gender and human sexuality. Do you see any encouraging signs out there past the borders of AFA, so to speak, of young people who are bold witnesses for Christ?
Oh, I really do, Ed. I really do. I mean, look, young people aren't stupid, and they know when they're being sold something. And kids, I mean, we get emails all the time. You know, Bert Harper and I, today's Bert's birthday, by the way, my co-host on Exploring.
Well, how old is he?
Bert is 71 years old today.
Wow.
But I showed a drawing at a recent AFA event where I had the privilege of speaking. A young man named Caleb, who's six now, he drew a picture of himself, kind of a stick figure, listening to his mom's mobile phone, whatever, listening to Exploring the Word. And this mother said, "My son Caleb loves to hear you and Bert, and he recites Bible verses that you guys teach."
Wow.
Now, here's the thing. I mean, it's a thrill that a six-year-old would listen to Exploring the Word, but we really do have lots and lots of correspondence from families with 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds. Because, number one, kids have questions about the Lord and about the Bible. But kids care about America. And look, they don't want to be in some socialist, lawless, chaotic, you know, they don't want America to turn into San Francisco or something like that. And so I'm encouraged, and we talk to kids about, I'll say this, seven engines that drive the culture. This is part of what we talk about. There's the home, the church, the classroom, the media, the marketplace, the judiciary, the arts, the sciences. And we talk to kids and we'll say, look, maybe God will call you into the ministry and you'll preach or whatever. But the vast majority of you, you're going to go into the public square and business. Some of you might become an attorney. Some of you might go into education or medicine or whatever. But the thing is, you go where you go in whatever career path and you take your biblical worldview with you. And kids are so excited. And one of the best things, I give God the glory, I challenged a young man about a decade ago. He wanted to become an attorney. And today, he works for Franklin Graham, fighting for Franklin Graham's right to do public events like on Capitol steps. Mm-hmm. And look, one life at a time, people are getting saved. People of all ages, they're getting a love for this country. And folks, I got to say this. When you support the American Family Association, and you can do that, and I would ask that you please call right now, even right this minute, dial 877-616-2396. We have to be committed to truth and believe that our Lord is with us, and He is. And I know I speak for everybody in this room. We're just not going to let America die. I cannot and will not let the God-hating, lost world destroy this country.
Right.
It's a stewardship issue. We've been entrusted with the greatest nation, second only to Israel under King Solomon, and we've got to fight for our nation's future, and that begins Amen. With proclaiming truth to our young people.
Amen. That's good preaching.
Preach it, brother. All right, you're listening to Share-a-thon on American Family Radio. Tim. That's Dr. Alex McFarlane. Alex is with us in studio this morning, and Ed, Fred, and Chris, and we thank you for listening. Again, if you want to get on the in on this $200,000 matching gift, that everything you give up to that amount is doubled for the next hour and 10 minutes. So we encourage you to take advantage of it. Any kind of gift you can give right now doubled up to that amount, that's stunning. That amount, it's either one person or multiple people. I'm not sure. Multiple people probably combined to make that. But the phone number here to reach us, here to get on board, to make your gift to American Family Radio if you haven't already. Or if you want to give a second gift, that's fine, too. We're not going to say no.
Right.
Huh?
Right.
So the phone number to reach us, to call us here at American Family Radio, is as follows. 877-616-2396. Again, 877-616-2396. Or go to AFR.net, American Family Radio, AFR.net. And that phone the rings here at our home offices in Tupelo, Mississippi. That's where our national headquarters are located, and our studios, and that rings here, and that's where they're answering the phones, right down the hall here. So, you know, you're not going to call Bangladesh, okay, like you do when you order something. A lot of people call. Nothing wrong with Bangladesh. Right. In fact, if you're listening in Bangladesh right now and want to make a gift,
yeah.
Here's the phone number, 877-616-2396. I'm just saying our phones are answered here in the good old US of A.
Amen.
If you want to make a gift to...
We've all experienced that, where you call a corporate number,
yes,
wanting to talk to someone, and you get somebody with an accent that's frankly very difficult to understand.
Right.
We're not mocking people. That person who's speaking English, even though it's an accent, knows more languages than I do. But still, when you're trying to conduct business,
yeah,
you want to
if
have
you
something.
Call there on the other side of the world and they say, "Hello, this is Bill." And you know
it's not Bill.
You know it's not Bill. That's the name they've been given,
right?
While they're working,
right?
Something that the average American can at least pronounce.
Yes.
All right. You remember back when this was 10 years ago or so, when this was popular, when we all had like home computers.
Yeah.
And you'd run into a problem, right? And then you would. I guess you would either call your 19-year-old nephew,
right,
or more likely you would call the number that was for customer service,
right?
Right, and then you would enter the world of trying to tell you from India,
right,
how to fix your home computer.
Yes,
huh?
From thousands of miles away.
Step by step. Am I the only one that?
No. We've all experienced that.
Don't do that really anymore, but I just remember those days of calling, and you're waiting as the phone rings, and you're going, "Please give me somebody that talks good English.
Yes.
Please, 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 because I don't want to go."
Because you feel embarrassed and saying, "I'm sorry, I don't understand what you're
exactly.
saying." And then they get frustrated. They're doing
yeah,
their
I know.
Best to-
but also what happens to you is you start slipping into their accent as you're conversing, too. That ever happened to you?
Yeah.
No, it did to me.
I want to hear your Indian accent.
Okay. Thank you. I now.
If you call China and the person says, "Hello, my name is Hunter."
Oh, bada boom. Oh, Alex. Yeah, mic drop. All right. Share-a-thon on American Family.
An inside political joke.
Yeah. It was a good one, too. It was funny. All right. So, Christopher.
Yeah, I just came to the sad realization that I'm old enough to remember when we had home computers.
Do you remember that? Well, remember.
How old are you?
I'm 41.
Oh, you're 40.
Yeah, I just turned 41.
Well, do you remember dial-up then?
Oh, yeah. Back when it would go.
The monitor. Was like the monitor was like 3.5 feet long and weighed 200 pounds. You remember those big old computers?
For the younger people in our audience, you used to have to get two or three buddies to help you move a TV. And now it's right. Like my 5-year-old daughter can pick it up and, you know, take it with her.
I saw a video the other day of Pong.
Pong? You can still get Pong?
Like the original the arcade game?
I don't know if you can still – yep. Alex Remember knows that? What I'm talking about. I don't know if you can still get it or not, but it was a video of the old games.
We had Pong when it first came out.
Atari. It was Atari, right?
Atari. He got the little thing, and my dad and I'd sit there, and we'd play get each other.
How does it go, Alex?
Boop. Brent Creeley's looking like, what are we talking about? You know what? I'm old enough. We got a color TV. This is probably about like 1972, and all the kids in the neighborhood would come to our house gazing like, you know,
right.
It was something UFO from outer space, mm-hmm. A color TV. And, you know, it really is amazing the technology that we've lived to see. I mean, look at this. I remember I was in sixth grade, Pleasant Garden Elementary School, and in some science book there was an artist mock-up of a video watch. Mm-hmm. And I remember I thought to myself, that'll never happen.
Well, like, Dick Tracy. Like,
yeah.
Dick Tracy used to have the transistor
wristwatch
that had a, I think it was a face-to-face kind of thing.
Long before that was a reality,
right?
What you're saying here.
It was back in the 50s, maybe, early 60s.
Yeah, that technology has helped this ministry because we have a lot of people that listen to us on the app.
Right.
Talking about overseas people, I took a donation about three share-a-thons ago from a lady in Western Europe somewhere. I think she was on a military base. But
wow.
She listened to us online. And I've taken donations from people in Alaska and Hawaii. One time we got a check from somebody in
Africa.
Which
are part of America.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
And do you know what? Bert and I get a fair amount of correspondence from Great Britain. Exploring the Word comes on. I think it's like 8 o'clock over there or maybe 9 o'clock at night. But we get emails because they listen online and such. But when you support the American Family Radio Network, yes, it is throughout America, but it is international. We get tons of correspondence from Canada. But even places like Europe, South America, Saudi Arabia, and we've gotten an email from Saudi Arabia.
Really?
Where missionaries can't very easily go, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they're hearing the content that emanates from these stations every day.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. Like in the UK, you talk about being shoved in a closet. Mm-hmm. Real Bible-believing Christians have been shoved in a closet over in the UK.
Yeah.
You can be arrested for preaching out of Romans chapter 1.
Mm-hmm. Seriously, we've had people in London, England email and say, could Bert and Alex please come do an event, an Exploring the Word event in England? Because I don't know if it's in the hundreds, but when you support AFA, you are sending the gospel well beyond the borders of the United States.
I volunteer to go with you. To the UK.
I'll carry your luggage.
I was there in '99. I would like to go back.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that an interesting place to visit?
Yeah. It's
I've never been before.
I enjoyed it. We went to London. We did Stonehenge.
I thought you were talking about
Salisbury,
University of Kentucky.
Oh no.
My bad. And I have been. I have been to the UK once.
I haven't. Yeah. I would love
a football game.
The number to call if you'd like to give to American Family Radio's Spring Share-a-thon is 877-616-2396.
Let's do that with five voices.
Five voices, okay.
We've had stereo.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know what five voices. You got the number memorized, Alex? Okay.
All right.
At least in the first stanza. Yet.
Okay. Here's the number to call. 877-616-2396. This is the final day of Share-a-thon, as Tim's been saying. I like this. Procrastinators Anonymous
of America.
It is time for you to step forward.
Right.
And leave your procrastinating, your evil procrastinating ways behind you. And give to Share-a-thon before the day is up.
I don't know. Evil's a little strong.
It is.
For procrastination. Yeah. If it works and they want to, and yeah. makes people give, I'm all for
You're
that.
You're all for it?
I'm all for that manipulation. all right. We're just about out of time. What do we got, a minute to go? Mm-hmm. When does the music fire, Brent? 7-6.
7-6.
5-4. Through this message, will self-destruct.
877-616-2396.
Call now.
Is the number to call. 877-616-2396. And by the way, for those of you who are procrastinators, I don't believe you're evil. In fact, I are one very often, especially when it comes to yard work. I can procrastinate with the best of them. So,
all right, we're going to take a short time out for news right here. News and information coming your way from our American Family Radio news team, which is another part of our ministry you support when you help us during Share-a-thon, is our news division. We'll be back in 5 minutes. Stay with us.